This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Junks are in the midst of greatness right now. You can go to Monumental if you're not watching on the TV side. See our in-studio guest, Washington legend Daryl Green is in studio with us.
Did
it's
you?
Basically Daryl Green's weekend.
It's okay, a big one.
He's getting a key to the city tomorrow.
Incredible.
Oh, actually, Saturday, October 19th. Getting my days mixed up. 10 a.m. at Franklin Park. The public is welcome to go out and attend. Mayor Muriel Bowser is giving him the key to the city. And then Sunday at Northwest Stadium, having his jersey retired by the Washington Commander. Ooh. It's a big weekend for one Daryl Green. It's a big one.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you almost look emotional just sitting there just drinking it in, right?
It's funny. I was just praying this morning. I was like, man, this is going to sound crazy to you. Huh. I want to be emotional every time.
Really?
I want to. And I'm saying that, but I'm naturally that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I appreciate stuff.
Right. Mm.
I had somebody call me last night, used to work for my foundation, and she said, man, I'm just so proud of you. And I said, man, I hear you. Because I know her and I know what she's saying. And another teammate called me and said, man, I'm so happy for us.
Hmm.
And they get it. And so I am emotional because the reality is, if you know anything about me, I'm not a person that's looking for this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't live my life that way. And I'm puzzled by why. Why am I Daryl Green? Why am I getting this? And I've got some revelation about it. But no, I am emotional and I'm grateful because this is like...
What's the revelation?
Well, the revelation is why.
Right.
I think humbly that if you go back to the Bible days with the ark was the presence of God on the earth, and they had it inside of something. And they carried it. I've got this book I'm picking up.
That's not the Bible. That might be my golf Bible.
I mean, I've seen Raiders of the Lost Ark. I kind of know where you're going with this.
But here's the deal. You could not just grab this thing.
Right.
It had sticks in it,
mm-hmm.
I believe, and they would carry it. You know, yeah. You couldn't touch it. If you touched it, you died. And the reason why I think I'm here, I never touched it. All of the fame... I went home to my wife, mm-hmm. 39 faithful years. I served this community. I didn't chase money. I didn't chase free agency. I wasn't beating my chest. And I'm fine saying this about myself, that I just tried to walk in humility. And when I was on the field, man, I kicked their butts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I went home, cut my yard.
Yeah.
Got to cut my yard tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got to cut my yard
that?
Tomorrow,
and
too.
Daryl,
I mean, today.
How do you have that? Because I do believe you had that athletic ego. I mean, you would see it and challenge anybody or race or anything, right? And I don't think you can be at that level without it. But then how do you leave that on the field? Because I would have a little of that swagger when I was at Safeway.
Yeah.
You know,
I think, and I'm not mad at you for having that. It was not how I was created and made to operate mm-hmm. for who I was supposed to be. But you're exactly right. When the game was over and I ran the punt back in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
or the game was over and the last play, one happened for real, that the last play of the game, they caught the ball on me, touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those scenarios, I went home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm daddy. And
you
I'm
had perspective.
Husband. Yeah. So I never
it's
really,
rare,
it never, yeah. I never.
Sure.
I think it is.
What did your parents do?
my parents, my dad was a lab technician at Maxwell House Coffee. My mom really didn't work until they got divorced when I was 10. So she was, my mom was a delicatessen for George Bush and Barbara Bush at the store that they lived in Houston. So, but they really were good people, and they taught us taught us a lot of good stuff in terms of how to treat people. Mm-hmm. But it's not just them. I became Christian in college, so I really had a perspective, a unique perspective. And that said, I never expected to be in the NFL. I mean, I'm not an NFL guy. I played on the JV in my 11th grade, and I was about, you know, I had to be shorter than this. Mm-hmm. I'm not 5'9" now.
But you were always fast.
As a kid, I probably was faster than every kid on the street in elementary school and middle school. But you're talking about I'm being born in 1960, football, and there was no junkie. There was no junkies, and Houston Oilers wasn't on TV. And so we didn't, those influences wasn't there. So if you're playing and you're fast, it was only just for you and your friends. Just, man, Daryl, you know, they used to call me Duck. Man, Duck can run, you know. But, yeah, it didn't mean anything like this. It was just having fun. It was more pure.
So we just had Brian Baldinger on before you. And he played with the Cowboys, and he played with the Eagles, and he told the story of you chasing down Tony Dorsett, which I'm sure you've told the story a million times. At the moment, did you know that that was going to be something that fans were going to like remember and was going to be etched in every fan's memory?
That actual play?
Yeah.
Not at all. I never even thought about it. But I will say this. When I was in college, pre-draft, everybody's talking, and everybody, man, D. Green, man, what do you think you're going to do if Tony Dorsett, they literally said it.
Right, because he was the one of the
Man, what are you going to do if Earl Campbell? Right. The one that was scary was Earl Campbell.
Yeah, you don't want to tackle that dude.
But they literally said that in that dorm when we were laughing and talking. But when I chased down Tony Dorsett, who, by the way, is one of my closest friends, him and his wife and I and my wife, but it didn't register to me.
Mm-hmm.
You were just playing. Yeah, I was just playing. I mean, matter of fact, it was a frustrating moment. That was a 60-yard run or whatever. So that's, can you imagine me
Baldy
coming
Baldy pointed
in?
Out that they won the game.
What if you, if I can't, I'm a rookie and I come in the locker room. The team won the Super Bowl the previous year. That's the first game on Monday night against the team they beat in the championship game.
And that team was better.
I chased down Dorsett, I think, in the first half or something. And I go in the locker room, we're down, and I'm high-fiving. Man, I caught Dorsett. How do you think that would have went over?
Probably.
But it never crossed my mind.
Right.
It didn't. That's a something.
It is kind of incredible, and we kind of pointed this out earlier, that you came from a D2 school. And you
NAIA first.
Okay, NAIA.
I'm a two-time walk-on at the same school.
Wow.
Yeah, I dropped out after the first semester.
That was Texas A&I.
Texas correct? A&I.
Why, you were homesick or something? Or
homesick, and my friend got killed in a car wreck that I was supposed to be in.
Wow.
Yeah. I was pretty messed up.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, and you mentioned you didn't really go after free agency, but and obviously the league is a lot different now. I mean, guys are going after, you know, huge contracts, sitting out and wanting to get paid. But you stayed with the same team for 20 years.
That's a God thing. I was heading for Denver and one time, and the deal was set and done, and then God said to me, "Don't go."
So really? So you woke up one morning and went, "Can't do it. Got to stay here."
Did God ever talk to you when Marty was coaching?
Absolutely.
Probably talked to you extra.
Talked to me quite a bit. Yeah. Lord rest his soul.
Did you all ever reconcile?
That tells me that y'all been around a long time.
Yeah. Was it ever like a beef?
We met after the season.
Yeah.
And I was very puzzled. I didn't understand why he treated me like he treated me. And I went to him. I said, "Help me out. I don't understand this." And so you won't maybe believe this, but here's the answer. When he got signed, you know, maybe in the offseason.
Right.
Then I go over there. Come over. "Hey, coach, how you doing? D Green, da, da, da." And I said, "Coach, I had a request for you. I'd like to appoint the chaplain."
Right.
That's all I wanted from him.
Mm-hmm.
So after the season, he's mistreated me and so forth. Everybody knew. I went to him. I said, "You got to explain this. I just don't understand." He said, "When I met with you, you said you wanted to appoint a chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew what he was saying. Basically, I think he was saying, you didn't come in saying, hey, I'm Darryl Green. You know, will I make the team? Can I play?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not arrogant, but I thought I was good enough
you're,
to play.
You're a lock.
Right.
You know, so I think that
he thought you took rather,
you come in here said you come in here and kiss the ring
right.
and say, hey,
oh, okay.
I'm the new man in charge.
Wow, that's incredible.
In reality.
He wanted you to bow down to him a little bit. Kiss
that's,
the
you
ring.
Know, that's, yeah. you know, it's been bad to say, but I mean, unfortunately, I have no other answers.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he treat me like that? I didn't do anything. Everybody know what I
right.
do.
I
never mistreated anybody.
I gotta ask you this. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I apologize. But you're legendary, and you've already mentioned it yourself. You're legendary for, you know, just being a humble person. You used to drive the old VW Bug or whatever. You still do product. You're Darryl freaking Green. You had to have bought something silly, like a big 85-inch TV. Or I mean, I know you have done something.
He's a business titan. He's on the board of Main Street Bank, who we love.
You're a
we
Hall
love
of
them.
Famer. You have a
big
toy.
Timer.
You have a toy. Give me your toy.
I want one that somebody would give me.
See,
no, my wife has a nice car. I have, unfortunately, on the side of the house, I'm driving a rental. For the last 2 months, my wife said you could have bought a car by now because I've been ridden cars. But I have a 67, 74 Volkswagens, and I have a 06 Prius that don't run.
No. Oh, wow.
So, let me just say this. I'm not going to get something crazy, but I got to get a car.
You didn't get a car.
He wants a car deal.
But it's not. I got Mike Walker being
no,
there for him. I got you.
You got me?
I got you.
Look at that.
Yeah. No, really. I'm just not that guy, but I do need a car. My family's like, Dad, come on, man.
Yeah. Right.
Dude. Come on, you trip.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Hey, so when you cut your lawn,
I hope he hears this.
Hold up, when you cut your lawn, or do you,
I'm cutting
do you have
my lawn
old
today?
School mower or do you got a riding mower?
Both, because I got okay.
big
in the back.
Yard.
Yeah,
and
then
I'm cutting my yard today. Matter of fact,
come on, still you have something that yeah, got a nice pool or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. So when we moved over to
right.
where we are now,
right?
We're Ashburnites.
Yeah. So when we moved, so we could walk from the old house, and the house was nice, but. Yeah, that's one thing I did when, right as I was almost retiring, most guys' kids are infants.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were like middle and high school when I retired. So my philosophy was I'm going to get out of this stuff. I was already home, but whole court basketball,
nice.
Swimming pool,
sweet.
Theater room. And now bring y'all friends over here
yeah, right.
and let's party.
Right, yeah. right.
And Dad, right up in here.
Right.
So,
now
but yeah.
it's the grandkids.
No, I did
over.
That. Yeah. It's all. Everything has to have a purpose behind yeah. it.
I'm surprised I haven't seen you out at dinner somewhere. I've been an actor
oh, yeah,
for
20 we go,
years.
Oh, no. You know, well, my son-in-law is part owner with Sensitai, Tiki Tai.
Love Sensitai.
Go to Sensitai, man.
Wherever they're in One Loud, I love that
yeah,
part.
Yeah, One Loud and Broadland.
Yeah.
No. 50 and...
You're right. It's a different spot.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, down
the
there.
One in Broadland or Bramlin is my Thai place, which yeah. is also good too. But
we're joined in studio by Darryl Green, Washington legend. You need to take us through the jersey retirement this upcoming weekend. First of all, take us back to when the team brought you in. You were in filming a video. They brought you in a ruse to make an announcement for something yeah. else, and they surprised you with the news about the jersey announcement. Take us through how emotional you were then, and then also we saw the video of you getting the tour of the Darryl Green commemorative suite at Northwest Stadium, which they really went to great detail, and I could tell how touched you were by
yeah.
the pictures that they had and the old memorabilia dating back 30 or 40 years. It was pretty amazing what they did and how they've treated this jersey retirement. It's going to happen at halftime of Commanders-Panthers.
So, so first of all, without us at all touching anything, I had nothing to do with the team, basically, for the mm-hmm. last, since I retired.
Right.
And fine, because I mean, I got my own life. And
you skipped the whole
stuff.
Dan Snyder right. era. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, really,
they
was,
never
that was
reached
a blessing.
Out to you?
Like
Bruce
we moving
never
on.
Reached
yeah.
out to you.
The ownership now is a breath right. of fresh air.
Right. So yeah, so yeah. the ownership reached out mm-hmm. to my wife and my son,
mm-hmm.
just from the idea that man, y'all ain't gonna get Darryl over here, cause he's gone over here.
Right.
So they get with them and it's this secret meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We got this big idea.
Yeah.
And so I've got to get over there. And And I had a meeting at George Mason, matter of fact, that morning. And they still working toward this. I'm like, that night, I was like, honey, I ain't going to be able to make it to the commanders. This was late at night. That's why I think I've said this before. So she is doing a great job because this is all a secret. I took her to like the if, like, you know, like, okay, forget it. You goof, you know, like.
Yeah.
And so I was so grateful. That's what I was really emotional about because I was thinking about, wow, all the work they put into this to make this a surprise. And I like to blew it and blew my marriage.
Right.
Like, I'm divorced and I didn't get my jersey retired. So that was emotional because I understood all of that. But that was, I had no clue. You know, we finished, you know, you reading the teleprompter. Right. Okay, do it again. Mm-hmm. Do it again. Boom, boom, boom. And then my son comes in because everybody's not there. He's stalling me. Well, I had no clue now looking back at it.
Yeah.
He was just burning time for everybody to get over there. And then we finished. And then the guy said, I'll tell you what. Okay, that's good, good. I just got one last piece for you to read. I'm not thinking anything.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that, you could see it. I mean, I watched it the other day.
Yeah.
Like, man, my brain didn't even get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only one player, some. And now, and then it's like, whoa. That was very, I mean, again, I don't expect this kind of stuff. I'm not looking for this kind of stuff. So that was very, not only emotional, but I'm sincerely appreciative. And I'm glad, you know, that this Washington, you guys have been around here, this Washington Redskins, Commanders, this organization is super, in my humble opinion, super important to our region.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
And I just thought that.
We're revitalized again. We're starting to hark back to your era.
I think people didn't understand that. Some people didn't understand that. Even when, you know, this is a funny story, when they brought in all the guys that left, the Hogs, everybody's gone. I'm still there. And they brought in North Turner. I was so mad at the fans that y'all didn't just scream for a day and then we'll get over it. Y'all didn't say anything. Nobody said anything.
What do you mean scream?
He was a cowboy.
Yeah, that's back when it was that's back when it was a different world, and I'm the last guy standing from the past world.
Oh, you didn't want anything to do with North.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's not Nov the human. I'm not mad at it, but I'm saying,
Cowboys, right?
I'm from back when it meant something.
The guy we also brought in? Didn't we bring in a?
No. The first guy
was Norm.
Don't about the second guy.
Yeah.
the first time when Joe is gone, Pettibone had 1 year, and then boom, that was back when we were us, and then that's when the game changed, the world changed. And so,
do you still watch? I know you say you're not associated, and you know.
No, I did not watch, but I watched.
So for years, you didn't watch.
Let me just clarify that.
Yeah,
I didn't watch as a child, and I didn't watch when I played because I'm gonna see it anyway.
Right.
So I wasn't really this watchy guy, but I tell you right now,
you don't miss.
I know you got to go.
I know you're busy.
You love Jaden.
You said before. You could fix Manny Forbes in 20 seconds. Yeah. Do you still believe that? Give me some hope. Like, come on.
Yeah. How can you fix him?
How can we fix him?
Yeah, well, I played the most plays on defense in NFL history.
Wow. Yep.
At corner. in a primarily a man-on-man situation. So if I don't know it and understand
of course,
it,
I know you know
then,
it.
Then now that said, I have to do a little more analytics with him. But, I'm not trying to
can
sound
you see
arrogant.
No, I know. I know you can fix it.
I've got a lot. I still have. I may have overspoke, but I've still there's more analytics to do. Mm-hmm. But I'll just be based
do
on
you
this.
You see talent?
If you're a scout, all y'all are scouts and y'all took him in the first round, well, I'm going to just give y'all the benefit of the doubt that there's something in there.
Okay.
And if you're giving me if something in there, then I can make a cake.
Okay.
Now, if it turns out y'all were all wrong, man, that ain't got no flour. There's no cake. I can't make a cake, but I think I can.
You think you can with him? Okay.
Well, Darryl, we know you're super busy. It's your weekend. Mayor Bowser's presenting you with the key.
Thank you, Mayor Bowser.
October 19th, that's Saturday, 10 a.m. at Franklin Park. The public is welcome to that. And, of course, Sunday, the jersey is being retired at halftime of Commanders, Panthers. Everybody's pumped for it. I'm sure it's going to be a great scene. Have a great time, and hey, tell Josh Harris, you want that suite whenever you want it. It's got your number and your likeness all over it. So that's my suite whenever I want it.
Absolutely.
There you have it.
Maybe that key will start that broke Prius. Okay,
no, I need a mechanic.
Get him in touch with your boy Mike.
Thank you again for the time. It's Darryl Green, Washington legend. And for all you fantasy nerds out there, Dave Richards is going to be on the show tomorrow. This is his usual spot. He's been moved to tomorrow. So stop calling now. We'll get to you tomorrow. Yep. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.